Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when Washington is preparing for all kinds of excitement, though they are hoping there won't be any kind of excitement, that things will go off as an ordinary inauguration day. If there is excitement about something that President Biden is going to say in his inaugural address, there's actually a piece and a provocative piece in the Wall Street Journal by a former speechwriter for President Reagan. And his name is Ken Kachigian. He argues that if Joe Biden wants to follow the Reagan example of actually bringing the country together after a very divisive election, and people should keep in mind that Ronald Reagan actually won a smaller percentage the first time of the popular vote than Joe Biden did. Reagan won in a landslide in the Electoral College because of a third-party candidate named John Anderson, who got 7% of the total vote. But Reagan's approach was to be gracious, to say nothing that slammed the performance of Jimmy Carter. He said plenty in the campaign. He was very famous for the joke in the campaign of 1980 when Reagan won. Reagan was famous for saying, what's the difference between a recession and a depression? A recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job. And a recovery is when Jimmy Carter loses his job. And, of course, that always got a good chuckle. The point is that after the campaign, it's not going to serve President Biden well for him to go out there and say that President Trump is the worst president we've ever had, and he was a disaster, and we're going to try to rebuild America. And it's going to be difficult for him because there's still impeachment. It's even possible that they would be convening the Senate to consider President Trump's impeachment, second impeachment, to consider that while Joe Biden is giving the inaugural address. That would be a disaster for Joe Biden, and I think, frankly, it would be a disaster for the country. I hope they get the timing better than that, and they if they must go forward with impeachment other than a snap vote. There's some people who are saying that that Republicans should favor a snap vote that doesn't discuss in meticulous detail and call witnesses and have arguments and go back and forth about what the president said and what did he believe and what did he think he was doing, and when he was summoning all those people to the Capitol, what did he think would happen? It's an interesting question. But if they go into all of that, it's going to take attention away from a very, very real crisis that we are facing, continuing with a pandemic. Now people are talking about the Brazilian mutant of the pandemic, not just the one from the UK, and the Brazilian mutant may not be responsive to the vaccine. Let us hope that's not true. Let us hope it never comes to the United States. There are countries all around the world now that are banning travel from Brazil. The pandemic could be with us for a while. And Joe Biden, I think, made a very good decision, which I hope is repeated in his inaugural, to take a break from all of the controversy surrounding his predecessor and to focus on an enemy that we all agree needs to be defeated and expelled from the country and should never run for office or anything else again, which is the coronavirus. The there's an interesting piece by David Leonhardt in the New York Times this morning where he talks about Joe Biden unveiling his plans to defeat the virus and fix the economy. And he points out the Great Recession of a dozen years ago handed Democrats control of the federal government. which they use to expand health insurance to millions of Americans after having failed at that goal for decades. The problem for Democrats was that voters didn't reward the ambition. Less than a year after President Barack Obama signed the bill, Republicans retook House control, constraining the rest of Obama's agenda. Because Republicans maintained control of the House throughout the Obama administration, 6 of the 8 years, and then the last 2 years, the Obama administration had control of the Senate, too. Now, that could happen to Biden. But apparently his team, David Leonard reports, is focused on that not happening, which is why he didn't talk about some kind of massively transformative agenda that we're going to basically transform America, that we are going to change our system. He didn't really talk last night about climate change. He didn't talk about a Green New Deal. He didn't talk about Medicare for All. He didn't really talk about changing the system. What he talked about, as summarized in the New York Times, President-elect Joe Biden is preparing to take office during a time of crisis, and like his former boss, Biden has big ambitions for fixing the country's problems. But he is pursuing a very different strategy than Obama did. Biden's speech last night, laying out a $1.9 trillion economic plan, made that clear. His agenda will remain more tightly linked to the immediate crisis than Obama's. Although Obama also began his presidency with a huge stimulus bill, he soon pivoted to health care and climate change, which had only tenuous connections to the housing meltdown that led to the recession. Biden shows no sign of pivoting to anything so removed from the coronavirus. During this pandemic, through no fault of their own, millions of Americans have lost the dignity and respect that comes with a job and a paycheck, Biden said last night. The very health of our nation is at stake. The Biden approach has clear advantages, writes David Leonhardt. It allows him to tell a consistent story about trying to defeat the virus, restart the economy, and open schools. It may also increase the chances of achieving these goals. Obama did not remain so focused on the economy, and it was still struggling during the 2010 midterm campaign. Democrats suffered, and they got clobbered, actually. Democrats suffered as a result. The Democrats, I'm pretty sure, that year lost 63 seats in the House. They got decimated. The Biden team is already thinking about how to avoid a midterm defeat in 2022. And, of course, Congress is very closely divided, evenly divided in the Senate, and very closely divided in the House. But Biden's strategy also comes with risk, writes Leonhardt. The country really does face big problems that are broader than the virus. Well, okay. But you know what? Wouldn't you be more optimistic if right now the Wall Street Journal calls together a board of economists to predict what is going to be happening in the economy in the year ahead? And their consensus idea is that the growth rate for 2021 is going to be terrific. Over 4%. 4.3%. If that happens, then there's all kinds of optimism for maybe even working together to keep that going. Biden and his team hope to address these other issues by connecting them ultimately to the economy's recovery. And the Times reports that he is already planning a second piece of legislation that will include spending on clean energy and infrastructure programs to put people back to work and tax increases on the wealthy, of course, to reduce the deficit. Biden's larger agenda is called Build Back Better, a reference to the pandemic. So what about the motivation of the protesters who actually came to Washington, and some of whom created all the problems? In their own words, we'll hear some of that coming up on the MedVet Show.
entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the country is still reeling from what happened. It's now more than a week ago. It's 9 days ago. We are closer to the inauguration than we are to the January 6th riot that assaulted the Capitol building. And In terms of Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and she, of course, was a specific target of some of the rioters. Some of the people who were rioting, one of them who has been arrested, had actually posted on social media that he wanted to put a bullet into Nancy Pelosi's noggin. And he was found with a bunch of bombs and weapons in a truck, the van that he had parked somewhere near the Capitol. This is what Speaker Pelosi had to say. And again, I don't think there are any Americans who really disagree with this. I hope there are no Americans who disagree with it. But it's what she had to say about the reports, and they're fairly consistent, that other members of Congress or their staffs actually helped the rioters and facilitated their breaking into the Capitol building. This is the speaker, clip six.
If, in fact, it is found that members of Congress were accomplices to this insurrection, if they aided and abetted the crime, there may have to be actions taken beyond the Congress and in terms of prosecution for that.
That's Speaker Pelosi. Look, we're going to be speaking with Paul Kangor and coming up, and he makes the point, and I think he's right. The term insurrection is probably not the right term here. Was it a strike at our government? It was. But the reason I think it's not the right term is it gives too much credit to the people who were rioting. It makes it sound like they had a coherent purpose to what they were doing. It makes it sound as if what they were doing really was a serious and devastating threat to the survival of our government. And it was never that. It was never that. And I think you encourage more of the same by glorifying this or giving it the title of insurrection. This was an anarchistic, purposeless, ugly, disgusting riot encouraged, if not incited, by the President of the United States. And that was really the whole basis for impeachment. But to talk about an insurrection, I don't think there were any plans from the top or from a large group of people getting together who are planning to kidnap Mike Pence or to kill him or to kidnap Nancy Pelosi. Though there is that retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force who has been arrested with zip ties, who apparently was planning to kidnap some of the political leaders he didn't like. This is Steve Schmidt, who's a former Republican operative. He's one of the leaders of the Lincoln Project, which was very much opposed to President Trump. But this was what he had to say on MSNBC. Listen.
And before we talk about reconciliation, we must talk about accountability, and we must talk about justice, and we must talk about the punishment for the violence done to the government of the United States. There are only two ways to win a fight. You can bring your opponent to submission, or your opponent can bring you to exhaustion. When you think about losing a fight through exhaustion, you think about the United States in Iraq or Afghanistan or in Vietnam. When you think about submission, you think about what happened to the South in the Civil War. You think about Germany and Japan. And so our offer on the table for the seditionists is a fight where we will bring you to submission. This must be crushed. This must be annihilated. This illiberalism, this undemocratic moment.
Okay, if he is talking about those people who had it in mind to commit violence, to commit destruction against the government of the United States, to overturn the government and our legal processes, I don't think that Steve Schmidt is wrong. And look, I think it's a terrific thing that they are prosecuting so many people that they can identify and discouraging other people from taking this kind of action. they're going to be much better prepared for any kind of violence, both in state capitals on Sunday and then in the national capital on Inauguration Day. But what did people have in mind? The Bulwark actually interviewed some of the rioters outside the Capitol right before they broke in. And they sounded like this. Listen.
I'm here to make sure the Chinese Communist Party does not take over this country through Joe Biden.
And when President Trump said, come out here and support me, it was a no-brainer. I started calling everyone I knew and said, this is a call. Congress does certify the election today. You're seeing what's happening right now. We're going to take this house, and we're going to take Chicago, and we're going to take New York, and we're going to take every city.
They just don't get it. They took an oath. They took an oath to protect the people. They took an oath to protect the Constitution. They didn't take an oath to protect a freaking building, a Senate who don't give two s*** about the people of the United States. They didn't take that oath. They took an oath to take care of us. So if they want to go and protect the building, we're coming in after them.
There's more. The Bulwark, by the way, that collected that are a group of conservatives who are very much disillusioned with President Trump. They're certainly an anti-Trump website. And the riots that went on, there were more people who were trying to explain what they were doing, and that was fairly clear in what they said, at least as they conceived their purpose. Listen to clip B.
Look, we want everyone to know our shot. All these politicians, we're not going to stop. We are not stopping until we take our country back. It is time now for us to take our country back. This is our country. You are going to abide by our Constitution, and all you treasonous cops that are up here, you traitor politicians, you will go to jail for this, and you will pay for this. I promise you. We are armed at home, and we are not going to stop.
Okay, that's part of what was said. We'll hear more later. We're going to be speaking with Paul Kangor about some of the unfortunate analogies that people have drawn, comparing what happened to Kristallnacht, which was the beginnings of the Holocaust, really, which involved all kinds of death and destruction. Comparing it to Pearl Harbor? Really? We'll get to that with Paul Kangor of Grove City College. Coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $1,400 per person checks be sent to households to supplement the $600 direct payments approved in December. Biden's plan also helps out state and local governments. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to that part of Biden's proposal.
States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. So AOC And now Joe Biden are going to the big piggy bank in the sky that prints nonstop money.
Old man winter impacting millions of Americans as they face blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest. High winds and heavy snow forcing blizzard warnings to be issued from Minnesota to Missouri. Up to a half foot of snow already being reported in parts of Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I don't think there are any Americans, not any sane or decent Americans, who think that what happened last Wednesday, a week ago, that happened on January 6th, who believe that that was a good thing for our country, that it was admirable, that, wow, this is an epic day. But there's some comments out there that this was like Kristallnacht, which is really the first stages of genocide by the Nazi regime, that this is like Pearl Harbor, that this is like September 11th. Those are deeply overstated. So says Professor Paul Kangor, who is the head of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, a great independent institution that you can check out. The information is at our website at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for the Institute for Faith and Freedom. Paul, your piece in the American Spectator, I think, is powerful, and I agree with much of it. But do you think that folks are right to be concerned about more violence in Washington, D.C. around inauguration time, or in state capitals with this these armed demonstrations that people are summoning in all 50 state capitals for Sunday?
Oh, Michael, that's definitely one takeaway and lesson learned from January 6th. And I will say this, the number of people that were there on January 6th, I don't know what kind of crowd estimates that you've seen. I looked hard for that data. I've seen numbers anywhere from 30,000 to 45,000. I talked to one source who was there, who actually is an expert on this kind of thing. He told me he thought it was 80,000. I know the guy that I talk about in the article, my friend Frank, as I call him, he was at the rally in my hometown of Butler, Pennsylvania, back in November, which had 57,000 people. And he said, "Paul, I mean, come on." He said, "There were way, if that was 57,000 in Butler, yeah, this was two or three times that." And the reason I'm going through these numbers, take the smaller number. Let's say that it was only 30,000. Well, if 100 to 200 people went inside that Capitol building, that means that 29,800, 29,900 didn't, right? And by the way, that would mean that literally 99%+ did not feel that they were incited either by Donald Trump. And if you're going to impeach somebody over something like that, a real impeachment should be a real impeachment trial where you call in witnesses, people who were there, you let the subject defend himself, you let him have attorneys, and you ask people, among others who went there, you know, did you feel that you were incited? So maybe I'm getting a little bit off your question, but you know, people are right to be concerned. And frankly, I don't know if there was a security screw up here by the people in Washington at the Capitol building. From what I can tell, they should have been better prepared.
Of course,
to see something.
I think everybody. Everybody acknowledges that. But you're really dodging my question, which is. Right now, they have at least 15,000 troops who are very well prepared. There are, for the first time since the Civil War, there are troops who are sleeping on the floor of the Capitol building to protect
it.
There is a great concern of a repeat, maybe an intensification of what happened on January 6th. Do you think those concerns are legitimate? Because going to that, Paul, let me just explain, is that the problem with the analogy to Pearl Harbor or the analogy to September 11th, aside from the fact that here, tragically, we lost five people. I mean, on Pearl Harbor on September 11th, we lost 3,000 on each of those occasions.
Right.
But aside from that, they were the beginnings of major, major conflicts.
Yeah.
Do you believe that this January 6th event has the chance of being the beginning of some kind of American Civil War? Which some people say we need.
Yeah, I don't envision an actual civil war, right? But could it be a precursor to something bad and worse that would happen in Washington on inaugural day, January 20th? Yeah, it could be. But you know, if you really play out the idea of a civil war, and I get that question a lot from family, friends. I mean, what would a civil war even look like, right? I mean, what would the civil war really be? If you really think that through, right? I mean, would it be led by sort of rebellious Trumpists who form kind of local militias that go, I mean, and who would they fight? To have a real civil war, I mean, you would need states defecting. If this would be analogous to 1861, you would need the military to split. I mean, what you could have are, I don't know, skirmishes is probably a bad word to use because it almost sounds like I'm downplaying it, but you could have situations of, you know, breakouts, escalations of violence in different states, different rural areas, wherever, where federal troops, National Guard troops, or whoever might have to engage people who are, you know, fanatics, sort of alt-right fanatics. I mean, is that possible, something like that? I guess, probably. Now, would you call that a civil war? No, I wouldn't call that a civil war.
And again, it just seems to me profoundly unlikely, especially one of the things that I think that the Trump Justice Department, and yes, it still is the Trump Justice Department, has been very good about, and where all sides seem to agree, is they should identify as many of the lawbreakers and as many of the people who fought police officers, beat police officers, injured police officers, and in one case killed a police officer. Those people should be identified and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. You agree with that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. And really, I mean, they should be under intensified surveillance by the FBI, the CIA, Department of Homeland Security.
They should be in jail.
Antifa. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. No, absolutely. Of course. Yeah, I mean, anybody who went inside should be at the least arrested. And I say, some of the people that went inside were journalists, right? So you don't want to say everybody that went inside that building should be arrested. I mean, someone went in to document what happened. So, but at the very least, everybody that went in there should be visited, interrogated by police authorities. But from here on out, you need to step up the surveillance, right, and find out who these groups are, who these actors are, because, you know, as we saw on January 6th, this is what can happen. Now, what I'm saying in this piece for American Spectator, too, Michael, is I do want people on all sides to be more careful about their language. And I would even, maybe this is a question of semantics, I even have trouble right now referring to what happened as an insurrection, right?
I agree with you completely.
Right.
Yeah, because first of all, that encourages more because it gives it more dignity than it deserves. An insurrection usually has a purpose. I don't think there was any real purpose. Did you think that many of these people actually believed that the election would be overturned if they had enough people in Washington?
Well, and then again, it gets to the question of who are these people, right? So who are the 100 or 200 that went in? I mean, probably a good number of them are mentally unstable, right? I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. But I hesitate to call it an insurrection. I don't want to call it a coup. That kind of language was used. And terrorists. I mean, that's even another word. That's a word that Joe Biden used. And not to in any way say that that they're okay and you want to absolve them, but even a word like terror, like for example, I've got on my desk Patrice Cullors, the founder of Black Lives Matter. Her memoir is called When They Call You a Terrorist, the Black Lives Matter memoir. I don't think I'm comfortable calling Black Lives Matter a terrorist group, right?
The difficulty here is, again, you're talking about a group of 40,000 people, but there are some people where they found social media communications about the intention to kill. And now somebody wants to put a bullet in Nancy Pelosi's head because he disagrees with her. That's a terrorist act. Paul Kangor, the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Grove City College. Read all about Grove City, an exciting place, at themichaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year's subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, there is a great deal of discussion about the ongoing reaction to January 6th. Does it really discourage future violence that the Democrats have succeeded with 10 Republican votes in impeaching the President of the United States? I want to make a radical proposition here. Which is, and it's radical but obvious. And sometimes there's nothing more obvious, more radical than you can do than to state an obvious truth. And to state it boldly. And the truth is this. It's bad for the country. It's terrible for the Republican Party. It's disastrous for conservatism. For us to continue arguing about Donald Trump after he leaves Washington. I think President Trump should get a fond farewell. He should go into retirement, pursue whatever ventures he chooses to pursue. He's probably going to have his hands full with a lot of controversies that will pursue him there. But for other Republicans, this is why the impeachment is such a disaster, because it forces Republicans in the U.S. Senate, and there's still 48 of them, it forces those, did I say 48? It's still 50 of them. There are 50 Republicans in the U.S. Senate, half the U.S. Senate. And it forces them all to take a position on Donald Trump and his handling of the worst day, I think it was, of his presidency. And his handling was terrible. It was a disgrace. It was a disaster. But, okay, how does it help the conservative cause? How does it help America to continue arguing about that for months and months and months? Let's take a look at Biden's program and the part of his program where he says he's going to raise taxes, which he clearly intends to do. That's a fight worth having. Can the tax system be reformed to make sure that very wealthy people don't somehow escape because of clever laws that work to their advantage? Sure. I mean, that was the beauty of the Reagan tax reform of 1986. Is actually President Reagan work together with liberals like Bill Bradley of New Jersey and Dan Rostenkowski of Illinois. And they put through a big tax simplification that made it more sure that people would not get away without paying taxes, but that everybody would pay taxes at a lower rate. And you can lower the rates that you pay, actually, and lower them for everybody if you close some of the crazy loopholes and special privileges. And to talk about things of that nature can energize, unify conservatives, maybe even win some support for independents, build the base, build a conservative movement, with your eyes focused on positive developments. But we have elections coming up in Virginia, New Jersey, this year, 2021. And then all across the country, an election for the House, which is going to be very close, an election for the Senate, which is going to be very close. That's coming up in 2022. We're going to get wiped out if we're still arguing about whether President Trump is one of the greatest presidents who ever lived or whether he's the worst president who ever lived. And the irony right now is you can find very loyal Republicans, very stalwart conservatives who believe both things. The bulwark, which tends to, as anyone can acknowledge, focus on those people who don't think well of President Trump, interviewed rioters, and these are real people. No one is claiming that these are frauds or impersonators. These are real people. They're, one of the women that they interviewed is holding a shofar that she's planning to blow, and she has a big cross on her cap. And the people have Trump paraphernalia, and they seem entirely sincere in their beliefs. This is a threat for some future violence. Listen, it's cut two.
Our government needs to be taught a lesson. Every American just needs to think about it. The government doesn't exist without our tax money. You know what I would do? Everybody that's in any, if you own any property, don't pay your taxes. What are they going to do? You don't pay your local taxes, but it all comes back to the government. They need it.
If Congress certifies the election, there should be military tribunals because the votes were obviously fraudulent, and it's treasonous. It's when the military takes over because the court systems have failed, and the judges have failed, and the military takes care of it.
This election was cheated out right out from under them. So what do you think they're going to do? You know, what do you think the 3%ers are going to do? What do you think the militias are going to do? It's a scary question.
We've got to rise up and storm the Capitol.
I don't think it's going to be very peaceful in a way that more people are going to get mad. They're going to be like, if they're going to do this one time, they're going to do it again. If they steal from us once, they're going to steal from us again. It's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
That's part of what it sounded like. There's a good email that came in. It came in from Tim in Suquamish, Washington. It says, please explain, Michael, how Trump's speech on the 6th incited people to construct Molotov cocktails. Were these made on the walk to the Capitol? And obviously not. And my guess is the people who came with weapons and Molotov cocktails had been radicalized a long time ago. They were using this as an occasion. What Trump did incite was he incited people to come to Washington to try to overturn an election. And the fact is, we do have a system of laws in the United States. I do not believe that our entire legal system, that all the Republican legislatures and most of the swing states have Republican legislatures in both houses, that the Republican secretaries of state, that all of these people are part of some kind of gigantic conspiracy to defraud President Trump. The real problem with the way Trump handled this is the real problem of his entire focus since the election, actually since before the election, which has been that the election is a fraud, that it's rigged, that it's not legitimate. Democracy cannot function like that. And it is what happens in places like Venezuela, where there is an attempt by the ruling party to rig the election. Now, what's interesting here is President Trump is a ruling party. His party is in control of all of the states that he is questioning, basically, except for Nevada. That's the one. And that was a state that Hillary won last time and that Biden won this time. And the idea of challenging an election, the kind of people who build Molotov cocktails, maybe carry them around with them in their car, which would be incredibly stupid. Some of the true crazies who are being arrested and rightly prosecuted, I am sure were radical and bent on doing something destructive and taking some action before Trump said a word on the 6th of January. But it was a terrible mistake for the president to try to get people there on that day when the Congress is going through the ceremonial process in a joint session of actually counting the votes to try to people to say they should come to Washington on that day to protest what is going on, which is a normal function of government, and it's going to be wild. That's not a constructive response. Meanwhile, we are going to be talking about appropriate responses from Joe Biden to a new warning from Kim Jong-un and to the most recent transition in China from a communist party state run by party bureaucrats to what is looking more and more like a military dictatorship. Is that actually going to make Americans safer or more threatened? We'll be speaking with Gordon Chang coming up on the Medved Show. And also talk about deep concerns by lifelong Republicans and people who are deeply, deeply committed to the success of the conservative movement and the Republican Party about whether the party really is destined to break apart in some kind of definitive way. I don't think that's true for a moment, and I can explain why and how the party comes together, which I hope to do, because it, whether you're Republican or not, having a healthy two-party system and having both parties being able to actually debate, maybe even make deals, maybe even work together on some matters of national emergency and urgency, that's part of what makes us this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.